Welcome back to Rise of the Podcast. I'm Kara.
And I'm Brownie, and that's BB-8.
And that's BB-8.
We decided that we liked not having Jeremy here.
He's been replaced by a stuffed droid.
Yep.
So funny thing, actually. So we're recording this on Valentine's Day. BB-8 was actually a Valentine's stuffed toy.
Oh.
He had a little sash on him that said, "Will you BB-8 mine?" Or "Will you BB mine?" That's what it said. So he's actually a Valentine's. I gave him to Jeremy a year ago.
Did he say yes?
Yes, he did.
Okay, good.
I mean, I really hope he did.
I don't remember.
Just kidding. Of course he did. So yeah, it's Valentine's Day today.
It's Valentine's Day.
Well, for you guys, it'll have been 3 days ago.
Yep.
So, sorry, guys.
Pulling back the curtain. We don't record at 5 in the morning on Mondays.
What? Sorry to, you know, ruin that illusion for you guys.
Yeah, if anybody believed that, I'd be surprised.
We are not that dedicated. We like our podcast, but I am not a 5 a.m. morning girl.
No.
Period. Ugh. Can you imagine trying to edit it?
The only way I get to 5 a.m. is from the day before. That's how that works.
Yep. And presetting it to upload at 5 a.m. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
So.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day. I hope it was great for everybody. And yeah. Anyway, so Chris knows this. My aunt and uncle in Colorado sent me, it just has my name on it. So it's not Jeremy's. It's just my name.
Yeah. Eat it, Jeremy.
Yep. They sent me this envelope and I forgot to open it for the podcast on Thursday. So I'm not going to turn around because it's got addresses and whatnot on it, but we're going to open it. I think Keith would appreciate this. Yeah. It's actually too bad that he's not here today. I'm curious as to what it is. But she put Batman on there and she said, "I don't have any Star Wars stickers anymore."
You use them all up on
They're you. Probably all in here. I would be okay with that. Baby Yoda stickers. Oh, let's see what's in here. Oh, it's a letter. And I think it's stickers. Okay. All right. So. Ah, yes, I was right. Oh, yay. Oh,
that is a formidable letter.
That is a very nice letter. I will read it afterwards. So, okay, I think this one is from the Angry Birds Star Wars series, right? Right? It's one of the pigs. This is 1,000 bajillion percent me.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Basically Starbucks, but Star Wars. And you got a stormtrooper being a DJ. What, you? And then another stormtrooper holding a gun, holding his E-11 blaster.
What? Standard issue.
Now, he won't hit a dang thing with this. Thank you, Aunt Sandy. I love stickers. I never know what to put them on, though, because I don't want to regret putting them on something.
And then not having it?
Right. I mean, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Like, the only thing I ever ended up putting stickers on was my PlayStation 2. Has stickers on it.
Okay, but now here's the thing. Do you still have that PlayStation 2?
It's in my parents' garage somewhere.
Do you regret putting the stickers on it?
No.
Oh.
But that's the only thing. I have piles and piles of stickers to put onto stuff, but it's okay. Like, I put a bunch of stickers on my computer at work. My boss isn't particularly happy about that. But like, we'll get some like gear or whatever, and it'll come with stickers, and I'll just grab it and stick it on the side of my tower. So it has all these cool gear stickers from a bunch of different stuff. But like, everybody doing the deep dive into my computer configurations. Everybody else has their computers on the floor.
Yeah.
Which is a super big pain in the butt because you have to use like the USB drives on it and stuff.
So you have
I have mine up on my desk so I can go like that and turn my computer off and on.
Right.
And I can just stand up and walk behind it to mess with all the cables behind it. It just makes a million percent
fancy.
Sense. And in addition to all that, so I also have my monitors up high too because like ergonomics.
Right.
And so one of the nice side effects of that is if somebody walks in the room, nobody can tell if I'm there or not. They have to walk all the way basically to my boss's office.
Do you know
office.
How many people pretty much hate you because of that?
I don't care. I don't want people to know that I'm there. I get bothered enough as it is for things. Like when I'm at my desk, I'm trying to edit something.
What you should do is you should have a sign that says here or not here. And keep it up on top so you can just like have it spin it and have it say not here. So everybody just leaves you alone.
That would be the dream.
Yep.
Also, so there's an office, like a giant office that's completely empty right now. Mm-hmm. It used to be the office where the station manager for the CW worked, but then like a bunch of irrelevant story. Anyway, so it's like this giant, like there you could fit like four big cubicles in there if you wanted to. Giant empty office. And I keep on threatening to move all my stuff over there. And my boss is like, you'll be fired if you do it. It's like, I almost feel like I wouldn't get fired if I just stole that office.
Here's the thing. The entire creative department, I feel, would fall apart without you.
Like, they'd definitely be sad. I think they could manage, but...
it'd be a hot mess, and you know it would, Chris.
So, but yeah, it's like, oh, I should just make a power play for that office.
You should. You should.
Or I keep telling my boss to take it, and then it's like, then I'll take your office.
Okay, why is it empty, though? I mean...
They keep on saying it's like, oh, we're going to use it for this, or we're going to use it for that.
And then it never does.
It's just holding a bunch of garbage right now. Like the
Wait, didn't you show us that office when we were there?
Yeah, so when this cuts through between the two sides.
It had the big old CBS sign in there.
Yeah, and the NBC sign is in there too. Like on the side of the building, we used to have these illuminated signs. And now we have these giant like metal billboards basically that are pretty sick. But yeah, so that's...
Interesting.
So it's like, man... I could just drag my stuff over here.
You should. They're not going to fire you.
They definitely make me move it back, but I don't
Look, here's the thing. What's the harm in letting you use it until they actually turn it into... Or what you could do is move it in there so they're forced to actually use it for something.
Yeah, so and that's the thing. Is like, I feel like they don't want to have their hand forced, and that's why they're so like hesitant to do something, because they're like at one point we were going to set it up as like... another conference, because we have two conference rooms right now, and they both get used a lot, and we're like, oh, we could have like sort of like a better fancier conference room type of setup, or and then for it was gonna they were gonna switch it to like the our sales team, they're just in like cubicles or whatever, so like when they make phone calls they end up like hiding in one of the conference rooms to like not bother people so they're gonna change it into like a phone room basically. And then it's like all these different things, and it's like, or I could just be in there and not be bothered.
Right? I will be more productive if you guys let me use that.
So, and then also I keep on saying it's like, oh, or you could just turn it into an apartment. I could just live here.
That would be ideal.
It'd be hard for me to be late for work if I lived here.
That's true. That is true.
So.
Just roll out of bed. I'm here, guys.
Well, like there's a shower in the studio and stuff,
too. Is it really?
Yeah, so it's like I could literally live my life perfectly happily inside the building. But they don't want to do it. It's like, well, fine.
Shameful. Selfish.
Yeah, how dare they use their building the way they want to use it.
Lord.
When you can make my life slightly more convenient.
Right. Anyway.
So.
So like we said, today is Valentine's. So I thought... It would be fun to talk about Star Wars romances.
Oh.
I know. Chris acts like he didn't know about this. Yeah.
Who was Yoda secretly dating?
Oh.
There's the thumbnail.
Right? Seriously. Now, I know everybody's like big question is Palpatine. Like, who? So somebody, the article I read, they kind of talked about like, okay, so Rey is around 20-ish, right? And in the clip that we see in The Rise of Skywalker, her dad appears to be in it like early 20s.
Okay.
And Rey's probably 4 at that time, so that's 16 years previous. So that would have been about 36 years previous. And the person was like, so Palpatine had the time to have a relationship while he was building up his empire.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why didn't, like... I want to know who would, you know, be in a relationship with wrinkly old creepy guy.
So here's the thing. I want to look like specifically at that timeline, because it could have been because it only matters how old she is at the very beginning of The Force Awakens. True. How long is The Force Awakens after Return of the Jedi?
I think it's close to 20 years, isn't it?
Is it?
Should I look it up?
Because if that's the case, then Palpatine would have already been dead. By the time, because he would have been dead for a couple of years before she would have had to be made.
From Return of the Jedi.
We'll just assume that she's 20 years old for ease of math.
Right.
Because like episodes four to five is like 3 years. I can't remember between five and six is a short amount of time. I remember that.
So According to Wikipedia, it is 30 years after the Return of the Jedi that The Force Awakens happens.
So Palpatine's dead already.
Well, so she's about 20. That'd have been 10 years prior, and her dad was
forgot that's the dad's age.
Yeah, the dad's age. So he would have been about 20, 23, somewhere in there. I don't know. He's doing 20,
25. Well, let's be extra generous and say that he's 30 years old.
Okay.
Right.
The actor was 30.
Okay. So if we use the actor's age, so that means that he would have had to been. Okay. So math. So he's 30 when she's 4. So 20. So he would have been 20. He would have been 26 when she was born then, if she was like 4 when she was dropped off, which means that. So, yeah, he still would have had to have been born after Return of the Jedi.
No. Because it would have been.
Yeah, if he's 26 when she's born, and it's 30 years between Jedi and Force Awakens, he's -4 if he's alive. Like at the if he had his son day he died.
I mean, Rey is like 20-ish though when the Force Awakens happens.
Yeah.
So then there's that.
But it's only you have to take 16 off because she was dropped off when she was 4, right? And that's the.
Yeah.
So, you have to take 4 off because that's how many years old, whatever. So, you take him from 30 to 26 years old, right? And 26 years old at, I need a piece of paper. So, we still, man, this is falling apart. But so my initial thought was like, they should have timed it out so it was when he was a senator that this happened, right? Because it would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Right, so how much time total does the Empire Strikes between A New Hope and the Empire Strikes Back or the end of Jedi? I'm just gonna pull up a thing that says Star Wars timeline.
By the time The Force Awakens happens, her dad probably would have been about 46 years old if he was 30 during when Rey was born, or 26 when Rey was born. Man, guys, I hope you're sticking with us. I am so sorry, like.
Okay.
So, words are hard for Jeremy. Math is hard for us.
Okay. So this starts with the timeline is at 0 for the Phantom Menace. Okay. So the Force Awakens is at 66 and Return of the Jedi is at
36.
Yeah. So it's 30 years.
By the time of The Force Awakens, her dad would have been 46. Well, so he was 10 years old then during Empire.
Which means that he could. So then, A New Hope is at 32.
So 4 years prior. So he would have been six years old.
So he would have been. Oh no!
But then there's time between that's Revenge right, of the
yeah,
Sith.
Crap. Still was wrinkly pal. Oh,
right.
Why?
Like, so now one of the things I saw on there was they don't know if he actually had a relationship with somebody or if he. Forcey things like with Anakin.
Yeah, I know. Like, I still feel like that. I wish that wasn't canon.
I know.
I wish it was just a person that he found.
Right.
As opposed to.
I mean, the only thing is, it does explain like where all of Rey's power comes from.
So yeah, like man, and like it's so frustrating because he's a senator from Naboo, right?
Right.
And he influences the birth of a child on Tatooine. You know, like that whole thing, like my headcanon does not support that. So in my mind, so how do we have to adjust this to make it so that Palpatine was pre-turn in Revenge of the Sith? So I got to think now. So Rey would have to be like, let's say that her dad was 35.
Okay.
When,
but still, that would, because I think there's like 20 years, or 18 years?
I think there has, so let's
18
see.
Years between.
Revenge of the Sith is at 13. A New Hope is at 33, so it's 20 years.
Okay, 20 years.
Ugh.
I know. I don't know.
Like, I'm trying really hard to make this work in a way that it's not gross Palpatine and he's not also wasting, like, because the idea being that, like, if he made somebody else. like he made Anakin. It's that person that would be right, like her, whatever, her father it wouldn't or mother. Be
Palpatine, but yeah,
would be the one that would have all the power, and then she just happens to be a descendant of
maybe
that.
He had a wife the whole entire time and she saw through his ugliness and still loved him.
Also, and like, and that could be a thing too. It's like, I,
right,
you know, it's like if he had a previous relationship and he's super good at manipulating people.
Oh yeah,
right. So if he's like, look what the Jedi did to me,
right, he blinded, you know, all the Jedi to the fact that he was a Sith Lord.
So it's like
all the Jedi, including Yoda.
But I feel like whatever relationship existed that created Rey's parents had to have happened prior to him barbecuing himself. That's, I just can't accept any other version.
And it would have had to continue on. Like, you know, you see there are relationships out there where somebody's in an accident, gets third degree burns over their entire body, and they do not look like what they did when they got married.
Yeah.
And the spouse still loves them.
So, so we can't discount the fact either that even if the relationship did start after he lightninged himself,
yeah,
like there are people like people in our society that like are infatuated with like people that are in prison for life or like murdering people. Right. So it's like, who's to say that there's not was just some obsessed person.
Right. Like just loves the power.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Unlimited power.
Yes. Yes. Well, and then you know. There's probably a fan group of girls out there, of women who are like, oh, Palpatine. There's got to be. Like,
yeah, it's just a rule at this point that right. If it's a thing, there's a group of people that like that thing.
Exactly, exactly. So there's a group of girls. There's a group of people. If you guys know of a group, give us the link. I want to like see these people.
So, yeah. Oh, my
if
goodness.
You're one of them. Let me know why.
Yeah, we're not judging. We're just
not
curious.
Not judging. I'm just really curious. Like, yeah, it's just. Why?
So, oh my goodness. Okay, we spent a lot of time talking about that.
I think that's on everybody's mind. Like, who would be in a relationship with Palpatine? Who?
So,
anyway. So there's that.
What do you think, like, a real world equivalent, like, in terms of, like, that'd be like Eva Braun, right? Like, Hitler's mm-hmm. girlfriend or wife or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, that would be the level at which this person would have to be.
Yeah.
Because,
I agree. I agree with that comparison.
Yeah, because, like, and there's so much, like World War II.
Like, he committed mass genocide.
On. Yeah, I think it's a very, mm-hmm. I think, easy line to draw. And Hitler did have a girlfriend or wife while he was doing his crazy atrocities.
Yeah. Didn't he have side chicks, too?
I'm sure that he did. Whenever you have that much wealth and power.
You have side chicks.
Yeah, so it's just.
You know, I wonder if, and this is a stretch. But I wonder if because George Lucas was drawing from the Nazi party for the Empire, I wonder if they almost tried to continue that. And that's kind of where their thought was, like, Hitler had Eva.
It could have been. Well, then like, in the Force Awakens, when Ron Weasley's older brother is giving that big speech or whatever, it's very
Hux.
Like, it was very Nazi-esque. Amitish
Hux.
You know, or like on Starkiller Base saying it's like this is the dawning of a new era at the end of the Republic.
So, I mean, they do continue on with the Nazi party type stuff.
Yeah.
So I wonder if maybe that's like their nod to Hitler and Eva's.
It could be. We could just be way over analyzing.
Let us know your guys' theories.
Happy Valentine's Day.
True love.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. This is my idea. Okay, so let's go to a happier relationship.
Yeah.
Han and Leia.
Yay, the one everyone thinks about.
Right? I love them. So now my only, like, I was thinking about it today, and I was like, so I've read my fair share of, like, I read Christian romance novels. Don't judge me. I know.
Judge. They're You're nice worse than those Palpatine likers.
Okay, so anyway, they're cheesy AF. Like, I can't even begin to describe. And I was thinking about Han and Leia's relationship. And I feel like their relationship could be written into one of those romance novels. Like, they start off and they hate each other. And that's how every single romance novel starts. Yep. They hate each other. And then slowly
there's
got to
be no
time,
way that they could ever be together.
Right. Yeah. And then slowly over time, they realize, oh, I actually kind of like you. You know? And that's just how it goes. So if you
an Alderaanian princess and rebellion leader and a scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Yes! It is a Hallmark movie. Seriously, oh, if you were to take away almost everything else Star Wars and you put in a few Christmas trees and stuff, it is a Hallmark freaking movie. I love them. Don't get me wrong. But I think that was George Lucas trying to lure women in.
You have to have a little bit of a romance subplot just so it's like, so the guys who were like, yeah, laser swords, and like, Han and Leia.
Exactly. I do love Han and Leia, though. I almost wore my I love you shirt. But I feel that shirt's kind of weird to wear without the I know part on it. So since Jeremy's not here, I didn't wear I love you, I know.
Because we banished him from the podcast. Yep. He's on podcast
time. I should have put the I know on BB-8.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Hindsight, next year,
when Jeremy's actually here.
Yeah, maybe, if he learned his lesson.
We'll see. Lordy. Anyway, Han and Leia, everybody loves them.
Yep.
I don't know what to say.
They're the gold standard of relationships in Star Wars, I think.
They are. I love the snarkiness between the two. Like, they're hilarious. So. Like, they're great.
What other relationships did you discover in the Star Wars pantheon?
So the article I read was relationships that make sense and relationships that don't make sense.
Okay.
So the one that doesn't make sense but is key to the entire thing, Anakin and Padme.
Okay.
That was one they said doesn't make sense. And I agree. Like, we talked about this in the likes, dislikes.
Yeah.
Anakin is cringy. In The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Well, throughout. But he's cringy. Like, are you an angel? Like, here's the thing. If I was a 13-year-old girl, or however old Padme is. Is she 13? She's 13.
Yeah.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, he's 9 and she's 13.
And a little 9-year-old. Like, 13-year-olds. Okay, kid. You know, 13-year-olds, when they see a 9-year-old, that's what they think.
I have to babysit you later.
Exactly. Exactly. So if a 9-year-old came up to me and was hitting on me as a 13-year-old, I'd be like, ugh. Get away.
You never
from
know.
Me.
Like, that just might be the unlimited swag move. And you're like, dang, this kid's got swag. Okay.
Nope. I'm sorry. All sorts of nope.
in 10 years after you think I've completely forgotten about you.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I mean, I know it's necessary. And here's the thing, it's cringy in the movies. In the Clone Wars TV show, it is so much better. It is so much better. I mean, you're watching Clone Wars now.
Yeah. She's only been in a couple episodes up to this point that I've seen.
Have you had the interaction between Anakin and Padme in any of the episodes so far?
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to think, because I've also been like grabbing like random clips and stuff like that. So I've seen different stuff, but I can't remember exactly contextually.
Okay, so
where it lies in. But like so this is from a clip that I grabbed, but like, so he's like hiding under a desk or whatever, and then Bail Organa walks in or whatever.
Yeah.
And is like, oh, you're gonna be at the meeting later? Da 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 da. I'm Bail Organa. But senating and whatever he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Anakin's like, and Padme's trying to like be like, oh yeah, I'll definitely be at that important meeting.
Can you imagine how much trouble Anakin would have been in if the Jedi Council found out?
He would have been kicked out of the Jedi, for sure.
100%.
Which would have been fine, too, because maybe that's how he becomes a Sith, instead of murdering Padme.
Right. Seriously.
And then Padme leaves him anyway, because she's not going to date any Sith Lords.
Right.
She doesn't have time for Sith Lords.
We should do... It would be funny if we did a parody of some, like... one of Taylor Swift's songs, because I know she has like,
oh yeah, all of the breakup songs.
All of breakup songs. We should do a Padme Anakin one.
I think that's definitely doable.
Wouldn't that be great?
We'll have to look into that.
We definitely need to.
Work will be done on this.
Yes.
So okay, yeah. So yeah, that's solidly in the doesn't make sense thing. It had to happen for the story, but yeah.
But it was cringy. It was cringy.
Yep.
One that I. As they say nowadays, one I ship is, and I am so sad that it couldn't happen, and you need to, you're going to come to it, but Obi-Wan and Duchess Satine of Mandalore.
Okay.
And I think we've told you that he had like a lady crush.
Obi-Wan, how could you?
But he stayed true to his Jedi Olds.
Oh, he's such a good guy.
I am so sad that didn't happen because you could tell how much Obi-Wan liked Duchess Satine.
So is she like, is she actual royalty or does she just have a fancy name?
She's the ruler of Mandalore.
Oh.
And her sister is Bo-Katan. And she's more like, I think she's like the general of her army.
Okay.
She's cool too. She is BA. She's awesome. But yeah, I mean, I really wish it could have happened, but Obi-Wan's too good of a guy and he just, I made vows to the Jedi. And Duchess Satine was very gracious and she realized that, you know, she realized that he made his oaths and that was that.
Did she go and find some other man or do you think they bring that back in the Obi-Wan show?
I wish. You need to watch the show.
So, yeah. I'm working my way through it.
Yeah. It's so good. So good. I have recommended the Clone Wars TV show probably to like 5 people this week. My
well,
poor
so
victims.
Not this Friday, but next Friday is when season 7 comes out, isn't it?
The 21st.
21st, yeah. So
a week from today.
Week from today.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. It's the 14th. I don't know why I thought Valentine's Day was the 15th, but I was like, well, hold on. 7 plus 15 is 22.
Chris, you're so funny. So I'm stoked for that. Jeremy and I have already decided that we'll watch it without each other, but we'll try to do it like we'll watch at the same time.
Good luck with that.
I know
Jeremy has unlimited time.
Right.
Being in the right? shadow zone that he's been banished to.
Seriously, like, okay, so there's a in the Lego Star Wars group that we're in. So there's this thing. I forget who did it. Jeremy was telling me about it. But if you're asked to guess the number of something in a jar, all you need to do is take all of the guesses, and it's been proven that this works. You take all of the guesses, you find the average, and whatever the average is, it will be within 2 or 3
of the actual number. But you have to have the information of what the guesses have been, though.
Right.
So.
And so the thing is, in the Lego Star Wars thing, they're doing a giveaway, but you have to guess how many bricks are in the pile. And so everybody comments their guesses.
Oh.
So with talking about Jeremy having all the time on his hands.
Oh, we did not.
Last night we were talking, he was like, yeah, I think tomorrow I'll add them all together and find the average and I'll guess that. And I'm like, you would have the time to do that at work.
Oh my goodness. Well, I hope he wins just by brute forcing the guess, but oh my goodness, Jeremy.
So funny. I love him.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you had that time? Like, can you imagine me sitting there with the patient like, hey, just hang on a second. I got to add these numbers together real quick.
Yeah. Hold suction. Right? All right. So we have a minute and 40 left on this one.
Okay.
So I could throw up a graphic and appease everybody's visual senses and re-trigger this one. Or we can just wrap it up.
We can just wrap it up. I don't know how many more of them everybody would be like, I know who that is.
All right, so. That's fair. And we didn't have to talk about Raylo. Boom, we did it.
Well, you brought it up.
Yeah, so I'll also bring up that if you've made it this far in the video, maybe you should go ahead and give us a like. I think we've earned it at this point. Comment down below your favorite Star Wars relationships or your most hated relationships. That's where you can have the Raylo discussion. It's down in the comments below. Subscribe if you're not already. Ring the notification bell if you want to be notified every time we upload a video or go live. Spoiler for the future, we're going to start doing live stuff. Thank you guys so much for watching. And of course,
may the force be with you.